Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
to Wolf of the Freedom Radio. My name is Wayne Bernard with Richard Bragus and Rusty Hood on this Tuesday night. Man, weather is wild everywhere. Georgia is getting some bad weather right now, and it's nice and sunny in New Mexico, but I tell you what, it is tornado season. But anyway, Virgil, how you doing? I know you're getting some of that rocky weather up there and stuff. So, but before we do anything, I want to do some shout-outs. Let me do a shout-out real quick to Elena Bastelos, who's listening in, and to Marjorie Green, who's listening in tonight. So big shout-out to her. Okay, Virgil, go ahead. I made a promise.
It done passed us over, but it got kind of rough for a while.
Good while. Well, I know they had a tornado touchdown yesterday after down in Atlanta and stuff. So you're not too far from Lucretia and stuff. I'm surprised you ain't stopped over to see her. But I tell you what, man, this is tornado season, but I'm hearing that the earth has shifted its axis about 13 feet. So there may be some crazy phenomena going on with that, too, you know, from what I'm hearing on that and everything. So it's quite possible. I know the weather here has been kind of strange. Of course, this is New Mexico, you know. But I tell you what, man, lots of stuff's going on in the news, and we'll follow up on that here in a little bit. Russell hasn't called in, but he will here in a little bit. And everything, but anyhow, we got some special elections going on here in New Mexico. Texas picked up two seats, I believe, yesterday in their runoff. We're having ours today, which is early voting right now, but the actual election is June the 1st. And here's the thing, Virgil, two seats to take the House in D.C. If we can elect a GOP here and one's up in Texas, guess what? Pelosi is finished. She's out. We take control. We have a good chance. We have a very good chance at this. But it's a long shot.
Oh, yeah, it's a long shot. It's going to be definitely a long shot. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting election. It's going to be very interesting. You know, I'm like Russell, you know, it's not impossible that it's going to happen. I'm going to say improbable, but not impossible. Okay. But, you know, you just don't know what they're going to pull. You know,
exactly.
now they're pulling shit overseas in Israel. You know, now they're trying to push push Israel into jumping on Palestine's ass again, which they will do if they start their shit again.
It's going to start, Virgil, because, you know, I'm seeing this. I've been keeping close tabs, you know, and with the troops moving out of Afghanistan right now, and you and I talked about this yesterday, you know, this is going to escalate. You know, and stuff. And here we got Biden paying millions and millions of dollars again to Iran to release the hostages. And then...
Release what hostages?
That's what I'm saying. But that's what they're doing. They're negotiating and giving Iran millions of dollars to release some American hostages. So it's like... What hostage? I've never heard of any hostage down in Iran.
Not since Carter was president.
Right. And it's like what Christian talked about on her show this morning, and then other here and others talked about this has Obama's fingerprints all over this whole thing. Everything.
Oh yes. This federal judge, you know, that said that Bill Barr had to release some kind of documents connected with Trump, And they're saying they don't have to do it because of attorney-client privilege. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where was this attorney-client privilege when they raided Giuliani's apartment?
Exactly.
You know, here we go. Here we go. Here we go with the moving of the goalpost, the double standard justice system. And it's just playing more and more each day. I mean, Biden is he's making a fool of him, a bigger fool of himself every time he gets on television.
Oh, of course.
I mean, just sounding like a babbling idiot. And I mean, I just don't know how much more the American people are going to take this.
Well,
I'm
sitting back, Russ Virgil, and I wish Russell would call in because I know he's seeing this too. Me and Carmelita talked about it earlier today. People are starting to take notice and waking up. Okay, even the left is questioning all this as well.
Well.
And everything. So what we're seeing, it's not shocking, but it's laughable because, you know, we know what's going on. We know that
unbelievable. It's just unbelievable the asinine rhetoric they're coming up with now.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got this black woman who's saying that black women, obese black women are obese because of racism.
Yeah.
Not because they're going to Popeyes and getting a 16 piece with a Diet Coke. Nah. That's not what's causing the obese. It's racism.
Mm-hmm.
It's racism. And I mean, it is
one.
Just.
And that's the same one version that's part of this cancel culture that's going. She was the one I was making fun of last week that was saying time is racist. That's her. That's
this
the
is just, I mean, this is getting more asinine by the day.
Mm-hmm.
with these statements. I mean, climate change, if we do something about climate change, that would solve the crisis at the border. Okay.
But it's also causing racism. It's racism, too. It's causing racism.
Racism. I mean, it's just.
I read that, too. Oh, did you hear that Democrat senator that made that racist remark to the other senator? He resigned today. He stepped down and resigned today.
Well, I didn't hear about the racist remark that the senator made. I mean, they all make racist remarks. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just nobody says anything. But is
mm-hmm.
it confirmed that LeBron James got suspended from the NBA because of his threatening tweets toward police officers?
No, it's not.
According
to what I've been reading from other sites and so forth, he decided to step down. But the police officer that confronted him, he got suspended from his job.
Oh, he did have a police officer confront him.
Yes, that police officer got suspended for his job.
Well, ain't that just fine and dandy?
So that's what that was about. But here's the kicker, though. LeBron James, he's sitting out on a game because he's not doing too well. His knee, he hurt his knee again. That was the excuse.
Well, the thing is, you know, I put this out on, you know, on a post on my other account. I'm going to be free on my big account on the 7th. But
mm-hmm.
this is all priming LeBron James to be the next, you know, race pimp messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You see, just like these trolls go around these colleges and they troll for the next cash cow, for professional sports. Well, you got trolls that go through professional sports, and they look for these so-called false prophets, messiahs, Madonna, you know, and just trashy scumbag son of a bitches like LeBron James. And they let them know, you know, your career isn't going to last forever. You know, you made all of this money. We've let you slide. So what we're going to do, we're just going to use up a little bit more of your fame. And that way you don't get like Mike Tyson audited by the IRS, lose everything you got, paternity suits, this suit, that suit, and everything else.
They're gonna make him
the next messiah. He's gonna be the next minion under Al Sharpton, and he's gonna go around and make police officers look like the villains and scream racism every time it goes. And he's going to drive around in his Ferraris and fancy suits and everything else, just like all the other race pimps do. Just like all the other race pimps do.
Right. Well, speaking of that, there was another attack on two Asians today again. And guess who it was? It was a black woman.
Attack on what Asians?
She shit.
What Asians? What agents of what agency?
No. Asians. Asians.
Okay.
Right. She attacked a woman with a hammer, and attacked a dude as well, and stuff. And she's a black woman, a BLM supporter, and they're looking for her. That's not Trump supporters doing this. Like it's Black Lives Matter on Asians. They have to turn the hate on the Asians now because they're done with the whites. So now they're going to attack the Asians.
Well, of course, you know, I mean, it's going to, you know, they're looking, you know, they're looking for everything just to cause total hate and chaos. And they're being successful at it. And, you know, but the thing is, the people are just standing by and just watching this, and they're not saying anything about it.
They're not saying anything, but they're getting sick and tired of it. They're getting
sick and tired of it.
But I can tell you, the reason why this is going to, I think I'm kind of seeing the patterns with this. You can tell me if I'm wrong or not. But see, they had to put all this hate on the white cops. And now they got to do it to the Asian communities. And they'll start on that, then they'll start on the Asian cops. Oh, this Asian cop just shot a black person. I guarantee you that's what's happening.
I wouldn't doubt that. I would not doubt that a bit.
I see it a mile away, Virgil. I see that coming a mile away. That's what it comes to. I guarantee it. Hey, Russell, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right, my brother, man. Hanging in there. Getting a little warm down here in South Central Texas.
Yeah, same here.
I'm just absolutely amazed, man. I got to tell y'all something. So I walk into a store today. Pick me up some Lucky Strikes. I walk in the door there, and the guy behind the counter not wearing a mask. I'm not wearing a mask. But everybody else in the place has a mask on. And I'm standing there, and there's two or three people there, and the guy in back of me goes up. He goes, "Do we have to wear these now?" And I go, "No, you don't." He took his off and stuck it in his pocket, man. I just don't know how to process that kind of follow the herd mentality. That just fucks me up, man. What do you think, Virgil?
Oh yeah, I see it all the time. I have to go from state to state to state, and it's like going to different countries within my own country. Here in Alabama, you don't have to wear a mask. Georgia, you don't have to wear a mask. You know, but you go up north, and like in Indiana, Illinois, whatever, and you know, people won't come near you if you don't have a mask on. They start hollering and screaming and carrying on. You know, I mean, you know. There was this one place I went to, got loaded. The lady told me, could you step back from me? You don't have a mask on. You're supposed to have a mask on. Okay, well, all right, lady. I'll go ahead and put a mask on. I reached in my truck and I grabbed my respirator. I said, is this good enough for you? Oh, it's supposed to be a medical mask. I said, lady, this thing here can filter out sulfuric acid fumes.
Can you speak a little louder, Virgil?
Huh?
Can you speak a little clearer? It's like you're far away.
Oh. I have my mic kind of pushed up. Sorry about that. But I put my respirator on, and she said, oh, you got to have a medical mask on. I said, lady, these filters on this thing will filter out sulfuric acid fumes. You know, I think it can handle COVID-19 germs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you just have the most asinine, ignorant attitudes, or you know, in the face of the earth, you know, in some of these places, especially northern states. And I said it before, and I'll say it again: how in the fuck, Russell, did we lose the war?
Brother,
how in the fuck did we lose the war?
I have no idea, brother. I'll tell you what, brother.
Well,
but on a sympathetic note, I'm gonna kind of get off track here a little bit, I want to tell y'all a little story about a little buddy of mine who earned his wings. His name was Elijah Mitchell, and he was 6 years old. And last week, his mom stepped out of the house, and his cousin and his little sister, I mean his older sister, were in the mobile home. And she, what is that background noise?
That was me. I was slamming. I slammed my door back. Go ahead.
But the mom stepped out. She gave a friend of hers a ride to the store, and she left a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old at the mobile home. She wasn't going to be gone long, just right down the road. The lady had to just pick up a few items at the dollar store. And she wasn't gone too long, and somehow we're figuring, and the investigators are figuring, a rodent got in the wall and started chewing the wires.
Mm-hmm.
And there was somewhat of an explosion within the walls of the trailer. And the trailer just, it caused what's called a controlled short circuit. And all the wiring in the trailer just heated up and it just totally caught the trailer on fire. The two little girls got out. And they panicked. They panicked when all that happened. And they ran out the trailer. Well, they realized that little Elijah wasn't with them. And the fire started right in his room where he was at. So they ran back in and tried to get him, but they couldn't do anything for him.
Wow.
The fire department finally got control of the fire, went in, got little Elijah out, and they did their best to rush him to the hospital, but he didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
He died from burns and smoke inhalation. And if you want to talk about, you know, whenever you hear these idiots in the street talking about Black Lives Matter, well, little Elijah, that was a black life that really mattered. He mattered to all of us. You couldn't help but love him. He made your day just by smiling at you. He played with my grandchildren and my nephews, and, you know, they played at the water park together during the summer. And I mean, his dad works at Tiger Truck Stop in Grove State. I know Russell knows where that's at. And it's just a great loss to everyone. And, you know, that's who I symbolize, you know, as Black Lives Matter, because this little cat, you know, he was robbed of his life by fate, by freak accident, you know, and had he lived, you know, he could have possibly changed the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so whenever you're feeling, you know, whenever you're feeling sorry and sympathetic towards these crackheads, these drug dealers, these armed robbers and everything that force police into a position to where they have to use their weapon and everything. These are grown people that can make a decision. Little Elijah couldn't make a decision. He didn't have time to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
that's the real victim. That's
exactly.
The real victim.
And not only him, Virgil. Not only him, but look at the little 7-year-old girl that was killed at McDonald's. And a little boy that had his brains blown out for riding his bike on someone's front lawn. Those are innocent lives. Here's Elijah's innocent lives. To all these kids, these children.
But they don't get any press. They don't get any press because you know why? You know why?
Because their lives don't matter.
Black lives do not matter unless there's deep pockets to pick.
Mm-hmm. Or a drug dealer.
You know.
And, you know, and when we hear about it, we do bring it up on this show. And stuff, and our hearts goes out to that family. Just let them know. Give them our condolences. And stuff.
I will.
And it's like, you know, this is the stuff that we, it just breaks my heart when I hear about how these young lives are lost, you know, and stuff.
Well, it's all about the holy order. It's all about the modern religion today called the holy order of the double standard. Okay, and I'm going to give y'all a prime example. And please do not get hooked up into this. Do not fall for this. Okay. Gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control. Okay. What is the background noise?
That's not me. I don't have dogs.
Okay.
But
wait a minute, Joseph. Okay. Gun control, gun control, gun control. Trump is racist. We're not going to let you post anything hateful on Facebook or anything anymore. But what do they have on Facebook now? This, all of this gun control going on. They're advertising these selector switches again for the Glocks. Okay, through these solvent traps, these so-called solvent traps
minute.
You can drill and make into silencers and things like this. Well, they're also coming out again with what I thought was made illegal a long time ago, the lightning links and the Seer Trippers for the AR-15s and
right.
The Seer Trippers for the AK-47s. These things are being advertised on Facebook right now. I'm going to tell everybody right now, do not fall for this. Do not fall for this.
It's a trap.
They sent me one of those selector switches for a Glock by mistake. Okay, I thought I was ordering something else, and I ended up ordering this by mistake. And I'm going to tell you what. Joseph saw the letter. Everybody on this show saw the letter because I posted it. Homeland Security was up my ass sideways because of this. Do not fall for this. Do not order these products because it's a trap. It's a trap.
And
They're trying to find out who's got what by ordering these things.
Ah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. To say the homemade guns are not traceable, so the only way they can find out is by advertising this on Facebook. Then they can track you down. Gotcha.
Well, they know that people... that a good bit of people that do the 80% lower receivers, okay, are going to order these things because, oh, yeah, I've got an unregistered machine gun now.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. The minute you order this thing and it gets caught coming into the country, they're all coming from China, these parts, and it's an ATF undercover sting operation. They've got all these parts in stock. They've confiscated tens of thousands of these things coming through the mail, and they supposedly destroyed them, but they didn't. They didn't. They're putting them back out on the market just like Fast and Furious, and they're going to track you down, and they're going to come to your house, and your ass is going to go do 15 years at Club Fed. Do not order these things. Do not mess with these things.
Wow.
I'm trying to look on
the block.
Go ahead.
The Supreme Court just tossed all that out of court. They didn't want to hear it.
Well, they're also making a collapsible buttstock that you can instantly, within seconds, install on your Glock pistol. Do not order this. Do not attempt to use this. Go to the firing range and use this thing. You're going to get caught. You're going to get your ass in a whole bunch of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, here it is right here. Here it is right here. Viper Warriors. Folding stock adapter. Take your stability and performance to the next level. Enhance your accuracy at longer ranges. Four possible length. Stability and accuracy taken to the next level for Glock firearms. Okay, now what this thing does, there's a space in between the magazine and the pistol grip, the back of the pistol grip. It slides right up in there, and it folds out, and you got a shoulder stock. Well, you think that's legal? It's not. It's not. By ATF rules, you now have a short barrel rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, somebody's got a lot of background noise going on.
I believe that's old Russell. He may have his intercom on in you.
Well.
No. I got my speaker on, but there ain't nothing on in here.
That's your speaker then. That's probably what it is.
And these things are at the low, 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 low price of $99. And they show a sexy woman. Boy, she's putting this thing in this pistol, and she's shooting at the range with it like it's legal. But let me tell you something. It's not legal, fellas. It's not. You're going to spend $94.95 plus shipping and handling to go to Club Fed if you order these things and if you get caught using them. Don't give, please excuse the pun, don't give the gun grabbers more ammunition. They're putting these things out. You have a bloodthirsty, cold-blooded killer that's the head of the ATF right now. He's a scumbag, and he will do anything to lock your ass up, put your ass in jail, and give the Democrats more ammunition to come after your guns. Do not fall for this. Leave this shit alone. You don't need it.
Speaking of, hey, Russell, we heard you guys had your special runoff election last night. How did that go down there?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was just the local, thought it was just like the local school board and stuff like that. The city of Katy stuff, so it wasn't nothing for the state or anything.
Oh, okay. I was under the impression you guys had already had your special state runoff. We got two seats possibly that may get filled with the GOP. But we're having ours out here in New Mexico. It's starting today. We're having our special elections, but it really don't start until June the 1st. But me and Russell and Virgil, I mean, we were just talking before you got on the show. We may have a good chance, Russell. We just need two seats still and everything. But it's a major long shot in this. And we have the audits going on right now and everything up at AZ, up in Arizona and stuff. And everything, I mean, everything right now is with all these special elections, it could change a lot of things. And I agree with Virgil. On the census report, don't believe it. What they tell you on the census report, because they falsified a lot of that. FYI, you know. But I think if we can get more in here from New Mexico, they're going for a Deb Haaland seat right now. If we get him in there, he's a GOP. And it's a long shot with him. It may go through. We may get that, and then we'd like one seat. So and everything. So Georgia's got a special runoff coming here pretty soon too, and stuff. But with Eric, we talked about Afghanistan earlier, Russell. What we're seeing with Israel. What's your insights on Israel right now? What do you see that we're not seeing on this with your intel with Afghanistan?
With what's going on in Israel?
Yeah.
Well, basically, what's going on with Israel right now is they find themselves pretty much standing alone. Biden administration is still Obama running things, and they'd really give billions of dollars to Iran, billions upon billions of dollars to Iran for them to take Israel out with their nuclear weapons.
So you see, folks, it's, what we were hearing, Russell, was that millions of dollars to Iran to release hostages. What hostages? I haven't heard of any hostages in Iran. You know, that's the
well,
story
think,
that they're giving.
Well, I think there's one or two, but Iran's never admitted to having a captive. But I can't give any. Excuse me, I can't give any details on that for the obvious reasons, but yes, and Israel is doing everything they can to keep this from happening. Those explosions and power outages, and once thing or another, that's all Israeli special ops at work. Government psyops and stuff. You know, it's just them. And then you have Russia and Iran are tight and stuff like that. But you got to understand that Biden is doing everything humanly possible to escalate what's going on in the Ukraine with Russia, Iran, and Israel. And how can I put this?
They're sitting up
Biden administration escalating thing with Russia at China's bidding. Because with Russia on the front page, and of course you know all the Russia collusion and all that shit was disproved. So, but the American people heard that 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day for 4 solid freaking years, so they are totally brainwashed. You could walk out, get on the television right now, and have it all laid out. Bang, 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 bang. You know? This is all wrong. No, it was this. It was this. Here's the evidence for it. And they wouldn't believe a word you said. That's where we're at right now. And like I said, I know I said it a couple times on the show, that Russia, back in the early 60s, proved that you could do that. One of their isolated areas there or whatever, they had the propaganda arm, aka Soviet TV, put a story out there and just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week kind of thing. There's always every news hour or whatever was always mentioned, talked about, da-da-da-da-da like that. And that went on for 60 days. Alright? Then they had a different guy come on the television, lay out that it was a hoax. All the evidence was given to him. Da-da-da-da like that. And 87% of the people refused to believe the truth when it was laid out in front of them. And that's where we are right now. I mean, Virgil's talked about it. You talked about it. I've talked about it. These are these sheep are grazing in front of the slaughterhouse in nice green pasture field and stuff. You know, and you can see the steam coming off the meat grinder. You know, cooling ponds and stuff. It's just I don't know, man.
To cover for the steam, they put a Starbucks sign over it. They put a Starbucks sign over the slaughterhouse.
But people,
let me tell you something. If there is a hostage situation in Iran, all right, little history lesson. Let's go back in the day. The last time we had a hostage situation in Iran, and a Democrat was in the White House named Jimmy Carter, and we tried to get him out. It turned out to be the biggest military blunder since Operation Garden Market during World War II. Because the White House decided that they were going to involve all of the military branches of the service. They were going to have naval aviators fly. No, they were going to have Air Force pilots fly Navy aircraft carrying Army troops in a Marine Corps coordinated operation.
Yep. I remember that, yep.
And this turned out to be the biggest clusterfuck of the century.
But it costed a lot of lives, if I remember.
Men died, helicopters crashed, C-130s crashed. It was a total fuck-up before they even jumped off the deck.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here you have a country of Israel who moves half a platoon from Israel, from Tel Aviv, Israel, to Uganda, Africa, to take out Palestinian terrorists who have hijacked an LL airline and landed it in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, it's just me, people, but I mean, being that these small country of Israel pulled this off, and if you look at the time and the distance and the operation of it, I mean, they just didn't go in with hang gliders and parachute in or anything. These people landed C-130 troop carrying ships with armored vehicles carrying troops, and they went in and got their people out. And they got the hell out of there.
Yep, and there was a meeting about that.
Before the Ugandan Idi Amin even found out about it, they was on their way back home, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, and wouldn't it be advisable to seek, you know, the input from these people if you're going to pull shit like that?
Yeah. And, you know, but this has Obama's fingerprints all over it. I mean, before, we gave him billions of dollars in pallets now, and a printing press.
Well, it's not only that, Joseph. You see, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Syria, and other Islamic countries that all ganged up during this thing called the Yom Kippur War, the Six-Day War.
Mm-hmm.
And they all threw everything they had but the kitchen sink at Israel. And with all of their Russian military armaments and crack troops and everything else, this little small country defeated three major superpowers. They were outnumbered in jets.
Yeah.
They were outnumbered. They were outnumbered 3-1. And by the time that battle was over, I mean, every MiG that Egypt had was in the junkyard. They shot them down.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, these people here, the measure of their resolve is we're going to survive no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't care. They don't care. And I can, and another thing about Israel, okay, back in the day, back in the early 70s, there were constant terrorist attacks within the country.
Mm-hmm.
They suspected that they were coming from a Palestinian refugee camp inside of Syria,
mm-hmm.
that they were sneaking out, coming into Israel, hitting them, and going back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Israel couldn't figure out who the terrorists were.
Mm-hmm.
So what was their logic? We're going to go into that refugee camp, and we're going to kill every son of a bitch in there. Then we'll get the right ones. And that's what they did.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
In 1973. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it wasn't only that. It was the Olympic Games in Munich when the athletes got killed by the Palestinian terrorists.
Yep.
And they tried the duck running hide, but Israel sent every one of his Mossad agents around the world to track these sumbitches down and kill them, and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are people here that are still looking for Nazi war criminals that worked the concentration camps. I mean, the measure of their resolve is they're going to survive. They've had enough of this shit, and they're going to survive. And I can tell you what, Iran can push its weight around all the way it wants. I guarantee you right now, Israel is sitting calm, because I'm going to tell you something. Israel has got a nuclear bomb planted inside Iran somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I goddamn guarantee you. And they just wait for a good goddamn reason to push the button.
Yeah, I thought about that, Virgil, if they did or didn't. But, yeah.
The man, all right, remember the first Gulf War?
Mm-hmm.
Big talk about the super gun. The super gun. Okay. Saddam Hussein hired the man that designed this goddamn thing to build it. Okay, Israel, it could fire a nuclear artillery shell accurately, very accurately. Oh, we had one in the United States that was built, but Department of Defense turned it down. Okay, he was building this damn thing, and it could hit Israel from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, Israel, that dog ain't going to hunt. Hey, Mr. Mossad, go over there and take care of this shit. Take care of this guy. And when I say take care of him, I'm not talking about like the Red Cross. I'm talking about like the mafia, like Don Corleone would take care of him. And sure enough, they found him on the steps of his apartments, two shots to the head. And that was the end of the super gun.
Yeah.
Israel is not going to fuck around with these people. They are not going to fuck around with these people.
That's what people don't realize about Israel. Cut down Israel all they want. We've actually had some idea of soldiers on our show a couple of years ago. And it was an honor to have them on here talking to them. And I can tell you, you know, these guys, they got things we don't know about. And guaranteed that, you know, if they wanted to come over here and mess this up, they could. There's no problem.
Okay, here's another one. Here's another one, Joseph and Russell. Foxtrend.com.
Mm-hmm.
Limited quantities. Make your Glock 19 or 24, whatever it is, fire fully automatic or semi-automatic with this quick install device. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the selector switch for the Glock. And it coming in a pretty little case and all of this kind of stuff here. And it's called Foxtrend.com.
FoxTrend.com.
So,
do not
I'm telling you, do not order these things. Do not order these things.
Mm-hmm.
Spot sale, limited qualities. Please buy in time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, you're going to get yourself in a whole bunch of trouble. You mess with this shit.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people already have without realizing it, you know?
Well, you're going to find out. You're going to find out.
Yep. So, but anyways, go ahead, Russell.
I want to throw my two cents in on what Virgil just said. He's 100% correct, all right? So, I know you're sitting there, you and hundreds of thousands, probably millions of others sitting there going, well, you know what? There's no kind of warning on this or whatever, and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, and if you want to get right down to it, if you've got $1 billion and want to buy one of these things and go to court and have a constitutional attorney that'll argue the Dick Act for you, you know, go right ahead. But unconstitutional or not, all right, these are the laws that exist. I'm pretty sure anybody sitting in our little circle here tonight doesn't agree with those laws, or probably 90% of them, let's say that, okay? But the fact is, it still is, and we have got gun grabbers, disarm the American people, administration in office right now. Y'all know the horse fuckery in November and all that kind of stuff, right? You know, unless y'all, the people out there, get off y'all asses, this is going to continue and get worse. But in the meantime, whatever draconian law is signed into law, it's a law, and there's 26,000, not hundreds, 26,000 plus laws on the book. All right? And if they want you, I don't care how clean and privy and primy you think you're living, I guarantee you somewhere in that garage full of laws, you're in violation of one of them. Now, when you go out there and do something like this, or just select the switch trigger, you know, that's, you're the mouse taking the cheese. And that bar should come down and ram the hell out of you. Don't do it.
Yep, exactly.
That's right. And plus people, look, I've got a friend of mine. He runs Bayou Gunslingers. Okay, he is a Class 3 licensed firearm manufacturer and dealer. Okay, he has his own private range out in Walker, Louisiana. And we go out there and legally fire automatic weapons, okay? I don't know how familiar you people are with a Glock, okay? A Glock is a very light pistol, whether it's 9mm, 40 caliber, 45 caliber. The only one that doesn't have a hell of a recoil to it that tries to snap your wrist is the Glock 22, okay? You have to hold these light polymer pistols, you have to hold them with a solid grip, because if you don't and you let your wrist flop back too fast or whatever, it, believe me, it will not eject the shell. The kinetic, you're gonna interrupt the kinetic energy that ejects the spent casing, and it's going to jam. All right. He's got these devices, but he's licensed to have these devices. Okay? If you ever fire a Glock pistol on fully automatic, you will never want to fire another Glock again. Okay? By the time that last round is fired, Russell, you've gone from shooting at a target in front of you to turning that Glock into an anti-aircraft gun.
Well,
from the I'm serious. You got to damn near put your hand on top of the slide, brother, to hold this thing down. I had to put my hand on top of my right wrist to even attempt to hold this thing level. I mean, it fires just so goddamn fast. And I, you know, and the 45, oh my God. Try holding a fully automatic 45 caliber Glock pistol, Russell. I swear you're gonna shoot yourself in the top right cheek of your fucking own ass.
Well, I've heard
stories. Now you confirmed it.
Now. I have my 1911, and I have my Gen 4 17. And I'm going to tell you right now, look, SIG 42, I don't like the way the SIG feels. Never been a fan of SIG. The 17, Gen 4 17. That is a nice shooting pistol.
Oh, it really is. Well, I'll tell you what. Similar to the 17, Russell, if you ever shoot a 5.7, if you ever shoot a 5.7, make sure you got plenty of Kleenex to clean yourself off, if you know what I mean. Because that is a sweet, and Ruger now has come out with a better price. The original 5.7s were $1,600.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Now, people, if you want to really piss the Secret Service off, because they've been trying to ban these things since they came on the market, is the 5.7. Okay? There is not a Kevlar vest out there that will stop a 5.7. That's why they're trying to ban them. It's like a little shrunken down 270 Winchester round. And it makes a hell of a pop when you set this thing off. And if you shoot one at a tree, at a good sized tree, you're going to know where that extra money went. And Ruger's now making them, they run about $700 for the Ruger 5.7s. And I've heard a few people. No. Semi-automatic. Semi-automatic.
Was that one I showed you about a couple of weeks ago, Virgil, that I was thinking about getting?
No.
Not
that one. This is the Ruger 5.7. It's reasonably priced, and it is a hell of a gun, and everyone they sell, a fucking Secret Service agent has a sex change. So these sites are all over the place. I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead, Russell.
That thing's got to be huge. Now, what is it, like the size of a
No, it's not. No. It is a small compact round. It's a little larger, longer than a 22 Magnum, and it has a tapered down casing, just like a rifle casing. And it's about I'm gonna say about big around as a 32 long.
Okay.
And
well, that's the answer, Michael.
it holds 15 in the mag, one in the pipe, and the Secret Service they've been going ape shit trying to ban these things from being manufactured or imported into the country, because not only the ATF test these weapons, but the Secret Service tests these weapons too. And they tested against several top Kevlar vests. And this thing here will thread that son of a bitch. It will thread the son of a bitch.
Damn.
That's why they've got all this widespread circle of security around these presidents and these officials now. You know, because this weapon here, you can get it. You can get the AR upper that'll fire the 5.7. Okay, and if you convert that son of a bitch to fully automatic, and put one of these apparatuses in there, son, you got one hell of a weapon of mass destruction, because the magazine in that son of a bitch will hold 300 rounds. It fits on the top of the rifle. It fits on the top of the rifle, Russell, and where the mag well is, that's where it ejects the spent cartridges. Out of the magwell.
Damn.
I mean, it looks like something off Star Wars, man. I'm serious. Look it up on YouTube. The AR-57. It will blow your mind.
I think I've seen that advertised on Ruger too. Because I go through Ruger's catalog to know that you're a lot. Got my eyes on a 38. I'm thinking about getting. But anyhow, it's getting close to that time. And everything. You guys want to go on a little longer?
Just one more. I'm gonna give you a. FilterSolventTrap.com. Hot savings. Save $40, $48 off today. And here we go. Glock selector switch. Goods full switch. Full auto. They're advertising this openly and just right ship within 24 business hours. Okay? Ship within 24 business hours. You can get the flipper switch for the AR-15, which is like a little triangle piece. They're trying to make it look like a Z that goes on a keychain, and the fully auto selector switch for the Glock for the low price of $169.
Yes, 24 hours.
And they're advertising this on Facebook. But they don't want us posting videos of going to a target range and shooting targets. So you do the math on this shit, people. If you're going to be stupid, if you want to show how stupid you really are, order this shit and watch what happens. Order this shit and watch what happens. You're going to get a knock on your fucking door.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to bring you a piece of paper, and they're going to have this little device in a plastic bag, and they're going to say that Customs and Inspection sees this coming into the country, and it's got your name on it, you know, and all the ATF has to have to arrest you is something called one word, and Russell's going to back me up on this, again, intent. Intent.
Yep.
You see, you do not have to possess the weapon itself. You see, you can possess an M16 bolt carrier, the hammer, the selector switch, the disconnector, and the sear. They can arrest you for that, possession of those five items for intent. That is 15 years in federal prison. And a $25,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this. Do not do this.
Mm-hmm.
Work to the wise, everybody. I mean, Virgil didn't be putting this out there if it wasn't true.
I'm telling you, I came home, and Susan showed me the band's business card. Such and such name. He had a last name about 6 inches long on the card, and Homeland Security. And I called his number, and he said, "Come in, we want to talk to you." And sure enough, he had that little device in a plastic bag. It had the Glock logo on the back of it. It was shipped in from China. And I sat down there and talked with him. He was a nice fella. And he said they have confiscated over 3,000 of these things right at that time. But because he ran me through state police and I did not have anything on my record, you know, like other people, like gang members and stuff that were ordering this shit, you know, I just had to sign a piece of paper giving them permission to destroy it, and I walked out of there.
So, babe. Yeah, if you order it, expect it not 24 hours later.
If you order it, they're coming after you. They're going to come after your ass.
Yeah.
So leave this shit alone. This shit is all over Facebook. This shit is all over fucking Facebook right now. And you're going to have people ordering this shit, and they're taking this January 6th shit. They're taking this fucking shit personal. And, I mean, if you want to end up in jail, you know, if you want to end up in a shower with Jerome and Jesus, hey, go right on ahead and order this motherfucker. That's all
make
I
sure
can do.
Plenty, make sure you got plenty of lubricant with you.
That's it. Or plenty of cartons of Camel cigarettes to buy your way out of it.
Hey, But anyway, we'll go ahead and close the show at that time, and we'll be back here Thursday. I did talk to Marjorie Greene again yesterday. She's trying to clear her busy schedule and everything, and she'll come on the show.
Well, another thing, Joseph, you need to bring this entrapment shit here to Marjorie's attention. Mm-hmm. She needs to get in on this. She needs to get involved with this and get other people involved in it.
I believe I saw her talking about it earlier on Telegram. I believe she is on it. So, but I'll talk to her about it.
Because this shit here, they are going to get people in a whole lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And believe me, guys, you're not going to have a knock on your door like me and Russell has, or Russell. You're going to get a knock on your door.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not going to be a friendly knock either.
Well, they're liable to knock on your door with that post hole driver.
Yeah, that's where I was getting at. You know. But
right.
Anyway,
you know, and one quick thing, Joseph. And you know, don't misinterpret what we're saying, ladies and gentlemen. We laugh and we carry on and we bullshit about these things, but we are quite serious in what we're telling you. We told you all this was coming with the state of our ABC agencies there, pretty much all of them. The Republicans aren't doing anything to fight this gun control, draconian gun control law. Ladies and gentlemen, now's the time to stay alert. Now's the time to pay attention and be smart. All right, be smart.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too good a deal to believe, or if it's a way around an existing law, like these solvent traps that Virgil was talking to a while ago and stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, the second you drill a hole in that thing, you are in violation of several federal laws.
That is correct.
So, you know, the rules may suck, and I don't know how we're going to fix what's wrong with this country at this point, but I'm going to tell you right now, until then, stay on your P's and Q's and play by the rules.
Well, and I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not think, if you think that the ATF is above or below entrapping people, look into the case of Randy Weaver. Look at all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Weaver got entrapped by the FBI with some sawed-off shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost him his wife's life, his 12-year-old son's life, and he almost went to prison for life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God he had a constitutional judge that threw the case out of court because of entrapment. But his son and his wife are still dead. Do not think they will not do it.
Waco, Texas.
These people are thugs.
You guys are wondering.
Waco, Texas. They burned 70 people to death in that compound with incendiary tear gas grenades.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let them lie to you. All right? Do not fall for this. If you want to shoot an automatic weapon, there are gun ranges out there that will rent them to you all day long, let you shoot them at the range until your little heart is content.
Mm-hmm.
But do not buy this junk. Do not buy this crap. This is a one-way ticket to Club Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. I know gun laws. I manufacture guns. I build AR-15s. And every device they have on there is a violation of the 1968 Gun Control Act. It's a violation of the 1935 Gun Control Act and the 1986 Gun Control Act. They will burn your fucking ass to the ground. Leave this shit alone, ladies and gentlemen. Leave it alone.
Oh, by the way, which are unconstitutional, but as I said earlier, that is how the law stands, and Virgil, 100% right, play by the rules.
Mm-hmm. And with that, way to close the show for the night. Be back for Thursday night. Again, I'd like to do a special shout-out to Lena Bastelas, a good friend of mine who's in Albuquerque, Louisiana. Marjorie Green, who's out right now doing a rally and everything. And to everybody else, we thank you. And we'll hopefully, Virgil, you don't get any more than rocky storms up there in Georgia.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. They're putting this shit out there, Russell. They're putting this shit out there. And some stupid motherfucker, they're going to let one of these things slip through to some stupid son of a bitch. And he's going to go out there, and he's going to pull another mass shooting. And it's going to be something serious. It's going to be like Mandalay Bay. And it's going to be on video, YouTube, and the 6 o'clock news, and every fucking thing else. And, boy, there is going to be a turmoil and uproar in this country like you ain't never seen before. I'm telling you, do not fall for this junk. If you hear about anybody ordering this junk and getting it in the mail, you know, take it from them and destroy it, or tell them, you know, to get the fuck rid of it or whatever. Because I'm telling you right now, you're not playing with dynamite. You're juggling vats of nitroglycerin, which is way more dangerous. Take it from former EOD. Okay, that's why they're putting this out there. That's why, and I mean, I saw this and it just scared me to death. And it's going to happen. Somebody's going to get a hold of this shit, Russell, and they're going to hook something up on an AR or a Glock, and they're going to fuck all kind of shit up. They're going to fuck some people's world up.
And the reason they're doing this, Virgil, is because, well, they couldn't ban it any other way, so now they got to do this. And they'll have a reason to ban it.
These people are dirty. They're scumbags. They're low down. Do not fall for it.
Exactly. And, Virgil, I hope you stay safe out there, man. Stay clear of them storms and everything.
All right.
So, we'll go ahead and close the show. Russell, you be good, my man. We'll see you back up here on Thursday night and everything. So, again, everybody, listen to the warning. We're not joking.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Chester, wherever you are.